Has anyone heard of Joshua? And I'm not talking about our brother, our friend, who is pretty cool, it's got to be said. But he's not the Joshua I'm talking about today. So before we talk more about Joshua, we're going to talk a little bit about some very special people, some special people to God. Now, who's special to God here, do you think? We've got a few people who are convinced. Hopefully by the end of today, more of you will be convinced that you're special to God. But in the Bible, we have a special group of people who are called the Israelites. And they go on a super, super long journey. How many of you have been on a long journey? You've been on a long journey. How many of you have got through the journey and you've gone, are we nearly there yet? How many of you have heard that? Are we nearly there yet? 10 seconds later, are we nearly there yet? Are we there? Well, the Israelites spent 40 years on a journey. Can you imagine how many are we nearly there yet would have happened in that time? And Joshua was leading them as they got to the end of their journey. They had been going through the desert, so it had been hot. There'd been hardly anything to eat, although God had given them food every day. They'd had to put up their tents every night. So every night when they got to where they were staying, they then had to set up their homes, their beds, everything. And they would probably be feeling a little bit tired by the time they get to the place which God had promised them. It was called the Promised Land. The place that they were going. How do you think they would have felt when they saw suddenly some greenery after 40 years of desert? How do you think they would have felt, JJ?
I don't know.
You don't know? Shall we ask everyone else? How does anyone else think they would have felt? 40 years in the deserts and suddenly some greenery. Delighted. Relief. It would have been pretty good. And they're thinking, yes, we're here. Everything's gonna be fine. But it wasn't quite fine yet. We're gonna find out more about what happens next after we sing some songs to Jesus. Sound good? Isn't it cool that we can declare that we can sing out loud how awesome God is? I'm going to hand over to Annie now because we have got as far as coming out of the desert and finally getting to the Promised Land. But unfortunately, there is a big problem.
Let's get Abby set up. What was in the way? I'm going to talk. Yeah, I'm just going to hide. I'm going to move. I wonder if we push the wall back slightly. Just bring back a little bit. Ooh. Oh. The wall of Jericho was less flimsy than this wall. It was a huge, big wall that was completely in the way. I'm going to stand in front of the wall, and then I'll move out the way again in a minute, just so you can sort of see me whilst I'm talking. Can most people see me? Yes. Hello. So we've heard that the people, God's people... We're going to have a look at that in a bit, don't show everyone. Actually, for those of you who I haven't met, first, I'm Annie. It's really nice to meet you. I'm married to Pete.
And
it does. Do you want to go down and sit and listen to the story? We can stay here. We're going to hear more about Joshua and his people shortly, but I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what we're going to think about in the story. So, a few weeks ago, he disappeared, my son JJ, and I've asked his permission to tell this story, had his immunisations. Can anyone remember recently having injections? You know, yeah, hopefully not, because they're not nice. The injections that you have that help protect your body from being poorly. Does anyone here like having injections? No, I see some head shaking. Not fun. It's not a fun thing to do. Afterwards, I said to him, you were really brave. And he said to me, but I wasn't brave, I cried. And actually, he was still incredibly brave. He knew they were going to hurt. They did hurt, but he still chose to do them anyway. And you can feel scared or cry and be brave all at the same time.
What is that?
We're going to look at it in a bit. It made me think about what being brave looks like. If you listen to the story, you'll get to see what this is in a bit, okay? It doesn't mean that pretending everything's okay and that we're not scared. It means trusting God even though we feel scared. Trusting that he's with us wherever we go. Can anyone think of a time, you don't have to tell me, but just tell me that you have, recently when you felt scared about something? Or felt nervous? Yeah. So there are lots of different things that happen where we might feel scared and it's quite hard to choose to be brave. In the Bible, in Joshua, a little bit before this story, God said, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged because I am with you wherever you go. What I love about that is God doesn't say, be strong and brave, don't be afraid, and that's it. He doesn't say you have to do it on your own. He says, be strong and brave, don't be afraid, because I'm with you. And I think the Israelites, the people in our Bible story, probably felt pretty afraid. Maybe they thought it was going to be easy. They'd finish, well, I mean, being in the desert wasn't easy, but they'd finish being in the desert and they'd walk straight into this land that God had promised them. But actually, it was pretty scary and impossible. There was this huge wall in this big city that they had to get through before they could get to where they were going to go. God had led them there, and it looked pretty impossible. So actually, they had to choose to be brave, even though it felt scary, and choose to know that God was with them. So we're going to see why it felt scary. So we're going to carry on with our story and find out what happened next. So God's people had got there. They thought they'd see the all cool, green, lovely walk into their new home. But there was one problem, Jericho. Jericho was a city, but it wasn't just any old city. It was a fortress, and it stopped anyone from getting into the land. The people looked at Jericho, at the big, giant, scary walls all around it. So I want you to imagine here, we've got a whole wall that's surrounding a whole city to stop them getting through. And the tall, towering ramparts at the heavy iron gates bolted shut. They looked at each other. What would they do? No one knew. But God knew. God told Joshua what to do. And Joshua must have looked surprised because it was a very odd battle plan indeed, as we'll soon find out. God made his people a promise. I will be with you always, and I will never, ever leave you. If you do what I say, your lives in the new land will be happy and everything will go well. Isn't that an amazing promise? So Joshua gathered his army together. They had their swords, their spears, their shields. They were ready to fight. They're ready to go into battle. But the plan wasn't about fighting at all. It was about trusting God and just doing what he said. Joshua's army went marching, marching, marching around the city. So they walked round and round the city. I'm going to do this 6 times. Would anyone like to join me? Yeah, come and join me. Yeah, come and join me. So if you want to walk around the city, come and join me. Oh. Joshua and his army walked round. Whoops. Careful of the microphones. That's it, keep going round. Round and round Jericho. They walked round and round the city day after day. 6 days. The people said, they're too scared to fight. People of Jericho were thinking, why aren't they fighting us? This seems odd. But they were wrong. God's people weren't scared. I've lost count of how many times I do it, so we're just going to keep going. Oh, someone's counting well done. But they were waiting for God to tell them what to do next. How many have we done?
Two.
Two. Five. So we're going to do one more. Harvey, if we're at 2, you can come and join us for the rest if you want. Okay. On the 7th day, God told his people to march around the city, not once, but 7 times. So we've been doing it for 6 days. And God said, can you make as much noise as you can? Abby, could you give the 4? We're going to make as much noise as we can, but you don't need to be loud because there's some little ones in here. Can you? Has anyone ever told you to make... JJ, not yet. Not yet. We're quiet at the moment. Has anyone ever told you to make as much noise as you possibly can?
No.
No. It's true, we are normally told to be quiet, so it's quite a surprising plan. Imagine that noise and add 39,999 other people. We're not going to do it with shouting though, JJ. Other people making noise too. And you get the idea. It would have been ear splitting. We don't need to make as much noise as they made then. We can just imagine it. Joy has got
a shofar here. Can anyone see this? On each of those days, God had told them to blow their horns, which would have been something like this. And on the last day, they would have all blown their horns and made noise and praised God. Every day they were praising God. Does anyone think they can blow the shofar? Can try? Shofar. 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 Okay. I just have my pronunciation corrected. Need it. Ready? Okay, ready? Can you imagine that plus 39,999 others all making noise? Let's walk. We're going to walk around again as if we're going on the seventh day, and we'll get joy to breathe out. If you've got something to blow, then do that. But if not, we'll just imagine the noise, okay? You do it with Daddy then. Let's walk around again. And I'll read that bit again. On the seventh day, God told his people to march around the city, not once, but seven times. And then said, make as much noise as you can. You could use your hands to do a trumpet if you want to. Excellent. We'll go around one more time. Should I get that round to the front? I'd imagine. I've lost count again, so we're going to say that's enough time. Okay, and the noise can stop. They made all of that noise, and it turned out the noise was not only really loud, it was stone splitting, because the huge, strong walls of Jericho just crumbled to the ground. Our wall is crumbling, so just careful. As if they were made out of sand. Jericho vanished in a cloud of dust. Thank you so much, those that walked around with me.
Yeah.
So that was it. It was that. God's people entered their new home. They didn't have to fight to get in. It wasn't a huge battle like they expected. They only had to walk in. It looked impossible, but God had the plan. He promised them the land, and he was with them. And the wall fell down. God surrounded them in the battle and he helped them win. It was still a battle, but it was just not quite what they were expecting. So imagine you were there in the story. How do you think you would have felt when you arrived and you saw this huge wall and everything looked impossible? How do you think you would have felt? Yeah? Scared? There's another word here. Frightened? Confused? I think I would have been saying, but God, you've promised us this land. It doesn't make sense that we can't get into it. How do you think you would have felt when you were walking round day after day after day, possibly feeling like you should be fighting, but actually you were just walking round? Maybe.
I would feel confused because I've been walking for 40 years in the desert and I'm wanting to walk around.
That is such a good point. Yeah, confused because you've been wandering for 40 years in the desert and now you're being made to walk again when you're so close to the land. God's plan would have seemed quite confusing. And how about when that wall fell down? How do you think you would have felt then? I wonder if even though God had said that was going to happen, people might have been surprised, grateful. They knew that God was with them and they would have seen the wall fall and they would have known he was there. Remember that verse from earlier where it said, God said, be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged because I am with you wherever you go. I think it would have been quite hard to be brave and strong and courageous if you saw that big wall. But God says, you can be strong and brave because I'm with you. He's with us in the battle when we're feeling scared or nervous. He says, I am with you. Whenever we feel like there's a big wall in the way and something's not quite what we expected, God says, I'm with you. We can choose to be brave because we know that he's with us. We don't have to pretend that everything's okay or that we don't feel scared. We can still feel those things and trust that God is with us everywhere we go. I want you to think about the bravest person that you know. You're thinking now. Why do you think that that person's brave? I'll tell you mine, and then if anyone wants to share the person that they're thinking about. My mum is one of the bravest people I know. She has something called rheumatoid arthritis, which means that her body and her joints get really stiff and really sore. And I know that she is in pain probably all of the time. But she chooses to carry on to worship God and trust that he's with her all the time. She constantly chooses to be brave because she knows that God's with her. Anyone else think of someone they think is particularly brave and want to share? Yeah. Yeah. And still choosing. Amazing. So if anyone didn't hear that, just someone who, again, was in permanent pain and now is particularly ill, but still choosing to trust in God. Yeah, Emma.
I would say my family in Venezuela, who are protesting on the streets every day.
Yeah, your family in Venezuela, yeah. Being brave is about making a choice, and you might still look like you're scared, but it's choosing to know that God's with you. The people, the Israelite people, I think they would have felt pretty afraid. They might have cried or felt scared. They might have thought, actually, I'm just going to go back to the desert because I don't want to do this battle. But they knew that God was with them, so they followed his plan. They connected their hearts with God's heart. Following God isn't always easy, but his promises are true. And that doesn't mean there won't be battles, because things might still seem impossible sometimes, even when we follow God. So how do we connect our hearts with God's heart when we feel like we're facing something that's really big and scary? So in the story, the Israelites blew their trumpets and they praised God every day. And we can do the same. We can worship God. When we worship, our hearts draw closer to God's and God's heart draws closer to us. And we can connect with him. When I am going to something that I'm particularly nervous about, so if I'm going to a meeting and I'm driving in my car and I feel really anxious or scared, I've got a song, we're going to sing the song a bit later because some of the words link to this, but that I put on and I play it really loud and I worship and I shout in my car, worship as loudly as I can just to know that I'm with God and that I'm declaring that before I go. You might like to put music on in your house or you might like to sing your own words. When we worship, we connect our hearts with God. We can read the Bible. We can read stories like Joshua, who was brave, or David, who loved to connect his heart with God's heart. We can chat to God. Or we can shout to God. I always used to feel quite scared about shouting to God and telling him how I really felt. But you know, God wants to hear everything. Even if we're really angry, God loves that we're talking to him. So we can shout and tell him the things that we feel angry about as well as the things that we're happy about and everything else. He wants to hear it all. And we can ask God to speak to us because he wants to connect with us. So we're going to have the opportunity to think about some of those things in our own lives that feel a bit big, scary. Our walls, those things that are in the way, making something seem impossible. And we're going to spend some time connecting with God. So I thought we'd worship first, all together. Give us an opportunity. Should we put the wall out again? Yeah, we're going to put the wall out again. So I'm going to pray and give us a moment just to think about those things in our lives that are the wall. The things that we can think of that are quite big and scary. And then we'll have an opportunity to do something with that. I'm going to pray first. God, thank you that you are with us always, wherever we go. Thank you that you don't say we have to be brave and strong without you. You say we can be brave and strong because you are with us. And God, I pray that you would help us now to think about those things that are big or scary, that feel impossible. Those things where we know that we need to know that you are with us. Pete's going to come and lead us in worship. We're going to sing the song that I sing loudly in the car, because it talks about how God is surrounding us. It talks about being in battle and God is surrounding us, so we can remember that he is with us always. So feel free to connect your heart with God however you want to. If you want to just sit during the worship, if you want to stand, we're going to put the wall back here. If for you it would help to do something physical and actually walk round and worship as you're walking round the wall you're thinking about, if that makes sense, then please do that. And then once we've sung together, we're going to do some other ways to respond. Does that make sense? You want to? Yes, we're going to worship. So feel free to stand if you want to whilst we worship. And also feel free to walk around.
Cool, I think we'll just do the chorus and the bridge one on this one. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I may look. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I find my battles. It may look. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I may look. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I fight. It may look. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I find my battles. This is how I fight.